This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We are going to Legal Insight with Mlambo Attorneys and Associates. Ukhonake uRigo Legane on the other side. Good morning, Rigo. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate your time.
Good morning, Mawethu. Good morning, listeners. Thank you so much for having us this morning.
We really appreciate having you also this morning. We're speaking about Cyber Crimes Act of 2020. When we speak about Cyber Crime Act, maybe if we can just tell us, what exactly are we speaking about?
So when we talk about the Cyber Crimes Act, we're talking about a South African law that deals with crimes committed using computers, cell phones, and the internet. It basically tells us what is illegal online and what are the consequences of the illegal actions that are made online. In simple terms, it's a law that deals with crimes committed using technology, things like cell phones, laptops, and the internet. And it tells us what kind of online behavior is illegal and what can happen if you cross that line.
Mm. So do you then mean that internet is not a lawless space?
Exactly. A lot of people think that being online gives them the freedom to do anything, but the same rules that apply in real life will apply online too.
Okay. Maybe why should students, especially because our majority of our listeners are students and young people in general, pay attention to this law?
That's because young people are the most active online. Social media, WhatsApp groups, Twitter, TikTok, those are places where a lot of online cybercrime actually happens. And the scary part, as you correctly say, is that many people don't even realize that they are committing a crime.
That is scary indeed. So could you actually be breaking the law without even knowing?
100%. Something you think that may be a joke or you could be using as revenge or just for the purposes of forwarding content and sharing content could actually have serious legal consequences.
Maybe if you can just give us examples, Rigo, what are the most common cyber crimes that we've encountered?
The first one would be hacking. And this is when you access somebody's phones, email, or social media without their permission, even if it's your partner or if it's your friend. Secondly, it would be sharing private images. That means that if you send or forward someone else's private or intimate photos without their consent, that is a very, very, very serious offense. Thirdly, that would be online scams and fraud, things like fake giveaways, phishing links, or pretending to be someone else to get money. Fourth would be cyberbullying with threats. If messages become threatening, intimidating, or harmful, it crosses into criminal territory. And lastly, we would have fake information, which would mean spreading lies about somebody to damage the reputation, can also get you into trouble.
Wow. Very interesting, Rigo. Now, one question. Going through your partner's phone, is that a crime?
Yes, unfortunately, that is a crime that is unlawful access and it can be classified as a crime.
Thank you. Thank you, Rigo, for Gutsi Ustakuselega Bans. That is very important. So you cannot just go through someone's phone. You must ask for a consent. Thank you. Yeah, that's very important. You forward a private video that's trending in your group chat. Is that also a crime?
Yes, that is very risky, especially if it's otherwise private content. You could be actually committing a crime even if you don't record it yourself.
I got a question. Hi.
Yes.
I got a question. There was an incident, I think, last year of a group called Shade Room, an incident whereby it was an Instagram account where a person posted embarrassing stuff about some other people. What action could have been taken after that incident?
The action that could have been taken is that you can report them to the police. You can report them, as we are a university radio here, you can report them to your institution, or you can report them to the social media platform itself. So if it was on Instagram, you can report them to Instagram directly.
Could they get arrested, like, for how many years if they could get arrested for?
Yes, you could get arrested. You could be facing a fine or sometimes even both an arrest and a crime.
Okay.
Wow. And there's also a question here, Reho online from Upel. Pearl is asking that since TikTok has that share button, is that also considered a crime if it's allowed by the app?
Yes, the bottom line there is that you would have to get the consent of the person who owns that content before you can share it. So as a first step, you just send that person a private message asking, hey, I would like to share this content with so-and-so. May I do so? If it's a yes, then you may. If it's a no, then you may not.
Yeah, you touched on my very important topics. I can see the people in studio have a lot of questions also. Let's go to Dube.
What if when you like applied for the app, when you started an account, you had to agree to terms and conditions, and you basically agreed that people can share your information, like a video, to another person? Is that still illegal if like I share a video, even though the content creator allowed us to share the video when agreeing to the terms and conditions of the TikTok app?
I'm terribly sorry. I'm going to have to ask you to please to repeat your question.
I'm going to try and slow it down. Okay, so is it wrong? Okay, sometimes when you apply in a TikTok app, you agree to terms and conditions of the app. Is it wrong since it is written in the terms and conditions that you're allowing people to share your information? Then when another person actually shares your content and you start opening a case, will the law still protect you?
No, not necessarily, because remember now, those terms and conditions are made to protect the social media platform itself. So, for instance, if TikTok itself posts content, then you've already given them consent. They've already given you consent to share their details. But if I, as a personal, in my personal capacity, come on and put something on TikTok, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are willy-nilly allowed to share that content, because that content still belongs to me.
Okay, thank you.
All right, maybe if we can, if I can just ask, so does using someone else's Netflix, like, just like me, because I'm using someone else's Netflix or Wi-Fi away, well, I mean, I've got a consent, but without asking, is that also considered a cyber crime?
Yes, this might seem very small and minuscule, but if you access such systems without permission, it can fall within the contents of the act. It can be unlawful. The bottom line here is that you should have consent to use it. I mean, if I give you my Netflix password, that means I'm giving you consent and I'm allowing you to do so. But if you access my Netflix account using other manners, such as hacking, then that is unlawful in terms of the act.
What about posting someone or insulting them online?
Oh, definitely. If it becomes harmful, threatening, or damaging, it can cross into criminal conduct.
You're crazy. Now, here's a big one. What about forwarding messages, videos, or ama memes without getting ama consents from ama owners of those videos?
So this is where I would say many people get into trouble, because it's so easy just to forward something without getting consent. So if you forward private messages or intimate images of somebody, false information or harmful information, and messages that threaten or harass somebody, you could be committing a crime even if you weren't the original sender, because we know that sometimes group chats, they on WhatsApp, they'll even show at the top that it's been forwarded. So that is a way that you could be committing a crime even if you aren't the original sender.
And what are the consequences of breaking now this law, the Cybercrime Act?
So we've already touched on this briefly earlier. The consequences can be serious. It could include fines. It could have a criminal record, even imprisonment in serious cases. And remember, as the youth, that a criminal record can affect your ability to get a job, to travel, or to even study further in certain instances.
And if someone is a victim, what should they do, or what steps could they follow?
They should definitely consider reporting it to the police, to the university or institution, or the online platforms where the abuse happened. It's also important as a victim to keep evidence like screenshots or recordings or anything of the like, so that you can solidify your case and you can get the justice that you deserve.
Mm. And let's end it on a practice note, Riho. How can people stay safe kuwo wonke lama cyber crimes, you know, cyber crimes? Mhlawumbe umuntu angazivikela kanjani?
So a few simple tips would include: don't share your passwords, guys. Netflix passwords, Instagram passwords. Don't do that, because now you're making it, you're putting it in the open, and you'll never know if that person will then forward it to somebody else. Secondly, we would advise that you think before you post or forward anything, and make sure that what you're doing falls within the confines of the law. Thirdly, respect other people's privacy. Don't engage in online arguments that can escalate. Be careful of scams and suspicious links.
Any final word to our listeners, Riho?
Yes, especially to the youth, as they are most active on social media platforms. I would say to them that your actions online are real actions. The law applies just as much on your phone as it does in the real world. Think before you click post or send, and if you wouldn't do it face-to-face, then don't do it online, because the law is watching both.
If you couldn't do it face to face, don't do it online. And that is a very strong words from Riho Rehane. Maybe just before we let you go, Riho, how can we contact Umlambo and Associates? Because I feel like some people will definitely need Umlambo for this one. But now, my cyber crimes are about now. How can we contact you?
As always, you can find us online at mlambolegal.co.za. You can find us on social media platforms such as TikTok and Instagram as Mlambo Legal. And then on LinkedIn as well, you'll find us there. You're more than welcome to contact us on 010-502-0626. And please do feel free to send us an email on info@mlambolegal.co.za.
Riho, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time, and Mlambo and Associates, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Wishing everybody a productive day further. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.